pushing on our two tokens. One is our stablecoin Miracle, and one is our new coin, which is actually the gas price of the Miracle token, Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We've never mentioned about Phoenix before, I think. No. We're in the process of getting these coins onto a coin marketplace and finishing their
coin market cap
and finishing their white papers and mm-hmm. and the whole platform of their own. So I think.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we have to talk about the Goofy Gopher Club. In case you don't know who I'm referencing, Miracle Cash and More, Boogie Gopher Club, Miracle Estates, Miracle Casino, and Miracle Nodes, and whatever else they want to come up with, Miracle Stores. Let's just call it all scammery. And once again, we have to go way, way back. Just a year ago, we're going to be talking about what they were saying then. And oh, you are going to be surprised. They're trying to copyright SSN Nation. They're trying to do privacy complaints at SSN Nation. They don't want the world to know they're scammery. But I'm still here to tell you, I got a little bit of time. Especially when you're taking the SSN Nation money. We got time for your sorry behinds. And welcome, everybody. Please share the videos. Please let other people know. Messing with these clowns is detrimental to your wallet. And welcome. Stop struggling now, gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for being here. Once again, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel if you like what we're talking about, but remember, we're trying to make money and have you stop struggling now. Let's start with this. This is March 20th, 2023. This is the scene, sitting inside of a soon-to-be store, Left Key. Let's hear what they have to say. This is Micah and Hakan, the fearless chump-ass leader stealing your money and the fall guy. They are right here playing with you, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember, everything you hear and see is an illusion. They are great magicians. That's how they got millions of dollars. But their time is almost up. Check this out, Left Key in Cyprus. They are comfortable. Let's hear what they have to say.
We are actually now in a city called Lefke, which is on the east side of North Cyprus. And there's a big university right up the street from here. This is our new shop. And what's special about this is that it's a new space. It's a new lease.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Leases and everything. March 20th, 2023, but have you received a check for an NFT? Or I'm sorry, we now have convertible bonds, which are not stock at all. But we'll get to another video about that because you guys here in the SSN Nation need to understand how you make money out of thin air is by asking or providing bonds, which are backed by shares, potentially. If I allow you to use them or convert the bonds, because see, if I control the bonds, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to allow you to convert them. You're still going to be ass out. But I digress. Let's get into the next phase of this, because the next phase is shops all over the world like this one in Left Key. Let's hear what they got to brag about in March 20th. 2023.
And it's designed the way that our shops will be designed throughout the world. So we're very excited. For me, this is now getting real. This is...
Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, it was looking good last year. And I gotta set this video up a little bit better than what I've been doing so far. Because what you don't understand is, in 2022, in November, in October, in December, they were telling everybody that had an NFT that there was gonna be commissions issued in January or February. And January and February came, and commissions did not come. So now you have to understand, when they're making this video in March, this video is so you still go, oh my God, we have a chance at getting paid. And that's why they have to come up with these outrageous stories in this video, because now after this video, they start telling people, oh, you're gonna get paid in July. We lied about it in October, November, and December about January, February, or potentially March. So now this is why they have to come up with all the story in this particular video. So stay tuned. It's a doozy. In fact, you're going to hear the same thing being told to you now in 2024. A year later, you're going to start thinking this sounds familiar. Deja vu. That's right, because they have new people money that they need. But back then, they needed money. So they say, we're going to have all of these stores opened in the next 30 to 45 days. Can you imagine? March 20th means April 20th to May 15th, let's say, there's supposed to be 8 new stores in operation. Oh, give us your money. Roll tape.
Discussed on Friday, I mean, in the next 30 days, we actually have not one opening, we have 8 openings, which is quite a really busy 30, 40 days.
Yes.
Of delivering retail outlets.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if that's not good enough, let's hear Micah's take on it. You know, the Fall Guys. Let's hear his take on this. We're going to have shops all over the world because of what we've done here. And keep in mind, do they know they don't have a license? Asking for a friend. Roll tape.
It's interesting because we have attempted to open one of the stores for a few months now, and things have happened to delay that. But now when I look at it, it's a really good thing, because now we're going to have all these openings that are happening all simultaneously across Europe.
All right, if that's not enough BS, you guys know, fast forward a year later, what's this grand opening in a store that they've already had a grand opening at in Amsterdam? Where's these other 8 stores at? Where's the other 3 stores at? Where's the money exchange store? Where's those licenses that you have? Licenses. Okay, we'll get to that in a second, ladies and gentlemen. But remember now, in 2024, they're saying we never marketed before. This is the first time. Let's hear what they're saying in March of 2023 about marketing, because they need your money. So that means they have to do marketing. Does this sound familiar in 2024? We got a new company, M. Simpson Satch or whatever their name is, that's going to be doing marketing. But in 2023, this is what they were saying about marketing.
Which to me, I feel is a really kind of a nice statement, because as the marketing and as the PR starts, it'll be a big footprint for us throughout the
year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess, which is it? Were they marketing in 2022? Go see part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In fact, go to miraclecashfacts.com. Miraclecashfacts.com. That's one of the 4 horsemen. Then go to Once Upon a Ponzi on YouTube, another one of the 4 horsemen, to get more information. Now, let's get into something that's a little bit more interesting. Remember when we started talking about why they're not in the Apple store? Their license was revoked, off and on. Their license is still revoked, but Android doesn't give a damn. Google Play Store still allows them to have their app up there. and they're prancing around acting like they have a license, which they've not shown one time, which is kind of weird. But check this out. Allegedly, they have licenses. In 2023, March 20th, let's go.
We've learned, you know, how to have at the best price, the fastest furniture. We've learned licenses to build. We've learned so much from the process. So from now on, the rollout of retail outfits will not take the painful.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, all you NFT holders, the Lefkey store, grand opening, March 2022. That's right, March 2022. 2023. So, let me get the date right. It's March 22nd, 2023. It's grand opening for the Lefkey store. NFT holders, are you asking where your check is? Wait for it, because they're thinking there's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars of profit coming in when these stores open. That means you were supposed to receive checks. Oh, but wait. You're going to be paid in July, so come to the Miami event. A view to the edge. Pay your airfare. Pay for your money. For your hotels. And you get nothing. Let them eat cake. Roll tape.
The whole audience here behind the camera, and everyone's excited. So it's a great day for us. This is the... And, you know, sort of the chat that we're doing before we do the big grand opening tomorrow, which maybe you can explain what's happening there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, if you're trying to do money exchange business, you have to have a license for that. So, in Lefkey, there's a crypto store and there's a money exchange store. That means you need two licenses. Roll tape.
We have a completion of our shop right next door. The shop that we're sitting, which is the exchange shop on Saturday, and then we start giving service to the consumers, and especially with this university being closed, hopefully seeing very high transactions.
Okay, so you heard about licenses, but you need two licenses. Roll tape.
This store right here is crypto, all crypto.
It's only crypto.
Only crypto here, and the next store is only currency.
Yeah, because of the legislations.
Right. So we obtained, recently we obtained the currency.
Fiat license.
Exchange license.
All right. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. All of you who are UK NFT holders. 50% of the profits from two stores is supposed to be sent to you. And remember, the grand opening was March 22nd, 2023. So for a whole year, UK NFT holders and all the rest of the NFT holders, you haven't been receiving commissions from any stores because they're fake. Let's see what they're saying a year ago.
And so both of these shops, we planned those along with the UK NFT, so sure. Those are actually involved. And so these two shops will pay out 50% of the profits from here will be paid out to all of the UK NFTs.
Correct.
Now, Spain NFT holders, the other ones who have gotten screwed, I believe you're supposed to receive profit from stores as well. Have you been receiving your commission check? I mean, I'm sorry, I know you haven't, but now you have a convertible bond. Let's go.
And, one of the shops, because we'll have two shops in Nicosia as well.
Yep.
One of the shops in Nicosia, and then one of the shops in Nicosia, and the two shops we have in Famagusta, they're going ahead to Spain, NFTs.
Just what you've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. How much are they telling people a year ago that the stores are going to make so you send them more money because you want to get in on this? If you hear $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 that the store is going to make, and we're going to be sending you part of that profit, you need to buy an NFT today. Isn't that what it sounds like to you? Last year? That's what they're talking about. Here's the same playbook they're doing this year. Wash, rinse, and repeat. They've done it 2022, 2023, same playbook in 2024. Let's check them out again.
As far as what the stores can generate on the NFTs. And when I look at it, you know, we're with both stores, you know, at the very, very minimum, we're pushing, you know, 250, 300 a month.
On per NFT, yes.
Yeah, this is...
All right. Number 13 on the list. Left Key, the store where they're sitting in there where nothing's happening. They don't have Wi-Fi. Hell, I can't even tell if they have electricity going on in there. And there's somebody been sitting at the desk for the last 30, 40 minutes doing what? They don't have a license. They don't have anything going on. So why do they have somebody sitting behind them acting like there's somebody at the desk? But nonetheless, let's just see what they have to say about this Left Key and some more money. Check it out.
The thought was that we could open these maybe faster than we can open the markets in Europe because we're already operational here with everything. Mm-hmm. And that's going to turn out to be the case, that the revenue is going to come from here before we're opening the United Kingdom, for instance.
Correct.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So they set you up, right? They set us up. They said the Left Key store, the Nicosia store. Nicosia, however you pronounce it. That store. UK NFT holders, you get a piece. Spain NFT holders, you get a piece. So what else can they promise you? Visions of grandeur. We'll be making, oh, maybe $300,000 in revenue here. And then when we add the store in the UK, woohoo! You will be a millionaire by year five. Roll tape.
Because, you know, the way I like to say it is that these two stores, alongside with one in Nicosia, say we can touch 300 a month. Say we can touch more than that. Come on. We're talking about that. Then we're going to add the nation of the United Kingdom to that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. How do you come out in 2022 and say we have a deal with Vodafone? Then you don't pay people commissions like you said you would in January and February of 2023, and now it's March, and you're trying to get UK NFT buyers. What would you say? Wouldn't you say we have a new partnership in the UK with 1,500 stores? Because you guys know we got Vodafone. But the Vodafone guy helped us get the guy over in the UK. So we're going to have access to 1,500 stores. Oh, wait. They actually say a name. But let's hear about these first part. So they can get your money and have you go out and get people saying, look, man, it's legitimate. They're sitting inside of a store. Unknown to you is the store will never happen. Roll tape.
You know, because we're talking about... maybe doing a deal now, which we're getting maybe closer to those talks, with a another chain in the United Kingdom that has 1,500 locations.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're on a roller coaster ride today. Now you can understand how their scheme for 2 years has been going on. 2022, that year scheme. 2023, they need more money, so they have to keep scheming. So now you got the 1,500 stores, but you don't know the name? How about Carphone? I defy anyone to go look up Carphone in the UK. 1,500 stores, Carphone. And here Hakan is. And Micah acting like the buffoon. I didn't know anything about it. Of course you didn't know anything about it, Micah, because it doesn't exist. He just made it up as usual so you could get Americans, Australians, Canadians, Europeans, and whoever else's money. They have to make it up. having to prove it later. They don't care once they have our money. So sad, too bad. I'm just going to keep taking more of it if they're stupid enough to give it to us. Roll tape.
I guess we'll be in the position in the next 2 weeks that we've actually been in the position that we've closed the deal because we've already sent the contract to them.
Car from warehouse?
Yeah.
We've sent the contract.
We've
sent the contract. I'm finding it.
Waiting for their revisions. Okay.
Did you guys hear what he said about the car phone? We sent in the contract. The deal is going to be signed in the next few weeks. Go buy some more NFTs. Bring some more people in. It's all thin air, but we said it. Our cult followers are going to believe it. We said it. Now, all I'm going to say now is, remember when they made this slick video November of 2022 and they mentioned companies like Tangany, Coinbase? Well, here's Hakan in March of 2023, March 20th. Here he is talking about this company. Roll tape.
Hey, yeah.
Right.
You know, the big deal that we signed with BitNX last week, BitNX has just opened BitNX India. So when we're ready and we feel like it, we have the key to whole of India in our hands at the moment. So,
ladies and gentlemen, did you hear BitNX? Did you hear India? Did you really hear that? That was March 20th, 2023. Why don't you go find out what that deal with BitNX happened? Why don't you go find out what happened with Carphone? Why don't you go find out what happened with all these stores that were supposed to be open, eight of them within 30 to 45 days? That would be a year ago, ladies and gentlemen. You haven't been getting checks? I wonder why. But they needed money in March of 2023 from somebody. So that's why they can make up all these stories. But here's the creme de la creme, and I'm going to end the video now. How about this? It's 2024 right now. March 2nd, 2024. Some of you may have heard in the last 45 to 60 days, them talking about Miracle Coin, Phoenix Token. I'm sure you have. And you've heard of them saying, we're going to have a white paper. And we're putting it together. Melanie Anderson, you out there? Where's that white paper? Micah, Hakan, you sent out a white paper, right? Ladies and gentlemen, what if I tell you March 20th, 2023? They said the same thing. Roll tape.
Pushing on out to... two tokens. One is our stablecoin Miracle, and one is our new coin, which is actually the gas price of the Miracle token, Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We've never mentioned about Phoenix before, I think.
No.
We're in the process of getting these coins onto a coin marketplace and finishing their coin market cap and finishing their white papers and the whole platform of their own.
A few moments later.
Yeah, we even had a conversation today with an exchange who's open, ready, and willing to actually have both of our tokens into their exchange. They have 3 million users and they're pushing to reach 10 million by the end of the year out of Singapore. So we had an amazing conversation with them.
Which is a serious.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is SSN Nation signing off. We just have to keep putting our foot on their neck. We have to keep talking because they have Rodal out here trying to block videos. That's right, Rodal has joined the party after these guys have videos claiming that they have a valid valuation and Rodal's going, it's not valid, it's only for internal use only. Then why the hell you write it up? But they're trying to block our videos. The Four Horsemen, we're all getting copyright or privacy complaints. The guy in the store in Amsterdam who freely admitted we don't do nothing in the store. Oh, his face was shown, so they put a privacy complaint, even though the guy probably doesn't even work there with them anymore. But nonetheless, they're trying to take down our videos as we describe and show exactly what's happening with them. Clowns. And with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest update. This is part 9. Part 10 is going to be coming out in the next 2 days. But in the meantime, we got a lot of fish to fry, because what do we do here? We've wasted our money with these things that don't happen, these scams. But now we have to spend our time on buying legitimate assets that pay us. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.